Time now for a Left of Lansing Friday Short for this April 19th of 2024. Michigan Future Incorporated president and good friend of this podcast, Lou Glaser, recently held a press conference calling on the Michigan legislature to pass something called the Working Parents Tax Credit. And with Democrats winning back complete control of the state trifecta after a couple of special election victories in the state house this week, a bill such as this and other initiatives designed to expand opportunities for hardworking Michiganders must become a priority in this ever-important election year. So, what is this Working Parents Tax Credit? Well, according to Michigan Advance's Kyle Davidson, it will provide working parents with a $5,000 per child fully refundable tax credit for children between the ages of 0 and 3, and a $2,500 fully refundable credit per child for children between the ages of 3 and 6. Now, to qualify for this tax, parents must already receive the federal earned income tax credit and be recording at least $10,000 of income. Now, Lou Glaser told Michigan Advance that the working parents tax credit in the state of Michigan would act both as an incentive to work while also acting as a reward for workers. And this new proposal is getting widespread support with voters, as 67% of Michiganders told polling firm Impact Research that they'd support it. So that is outstanding. However, there's another point in this poll I must bring up, and it's that 63% said they'd rather see government cut taxes for families so they can pay bills rather than increase funding for programs designed to help parents deal with day-to-day challenges, such as childcare, for example. And there's a problem we're still having, I think, as progressives when it comes to messaging. I feel like many are still stuck in this trickle-down mentality that's been going on since the 1980s that tax cuts pay for everything when they simply don't. That's why I was against the Trump tax cuts of 2017, which included massive tax breaks for corporations. I mean, are your prices lower thanks to those tax cuts? Didn't think so. We have to recapture that World War II mindset of reinvesting in our people and reinvesting in our future, like what's happening in Flint, Michigan right now. There's a brand new program called RX Kids, which gives pregnant moms $1,500 after 20 weeks of pregnancy, and then an additional $500 per month for the baby's first year of life. And it's no strings attached, no means testing whatsoever. This program receives a mix of public and private funding, and Governor Whitmer's budget this year includes more money for the program so it can expand elsewhere. And studies across the world show how programs such as RX Kids Flint can result in fewer premature births, improved cognitive development for infants, not to mention how local businesses will benefit as well. I mean, we saw how the child tax credit of 2021 led to a plummeting of the child poverty rate. But after Republicans in Congress and a few Democrats allowed the child tax credit to expire, the child poverty rate more than doubled. Why? Because again, there's this flawed mindset amongst our right-wing policymakers, and let's be frank, some Democrats, that receiving a little assistance deters work, which isn't backed by the evidence, as Dr. H. Luke Schaefer, co-director of RX Kids Flint, told me on this week's Left of Lansing podcast.
One of the really interesting things is the huge growth in employment that we saw that was really started, really took off during that 2021 period, that we were able to do aid at a large level and also see people go back to work in stunning numbers. And sometimes we've heard employers complain, oh, there's no workers, no one wants to work. And the truth is, we are at some of the highest rates of people working in their prime working years that we ever have been in the history of recorded statistics going back to like the 1950s. There's more people in their working years actually at a job right now, as much as we've ever seen.
You see, the evidence shows the myriad of positive benefits which comes from investing in our families. And I find it so rich that many of these same politicians who lecture us about the value of hard work end up being like former Republican State House Speaker Lee Chatfield, who's currently up on charges for running a criminal enterprise while in office. You see, people like Lee believe they can use their powerful positions so that government pays them off quite nicely while at the same time telling you to work harder. We have to change this mindset of tax cutting ourselves to prosperity. It doesn't work. And that goes with corporate subsidies as well. We have no problem signing virtually no strings attached checks to corporations, but we thrive on putting onerous demands on struggling families just trying to get by. It's got to change. And maybe with the Working Families Tax Credit and programs like RX Kids in Flint, the pendulum is finally beginning to turn. leftoflansing@gmail.com is my email address. You can follow me on Twitter or X, Facebook, the Gram, and also on Threads. Subscribe to Left of Lansing and give it a 5-star review. And don't forget to visit leftoflansing.com and listen to this week's episode on the RX Kids Splint program with Dr. Schaefer. Take the battle to them.